Hello, hello, hello. This is Cheryl Gallagher with Creation Conversations with, you know it, it's with Cheryl. It is Saturday, January 28th, and in the evening. Actually, usually I record these in the morning, and I have a very, very special, special guest with me tonight, and we might or might not be drinking amazing cotton candy wine. So my daughter, Michaela, is here, and I'll let her introduce herself. So, Michaela.
Hello. My name is Michaela. I'm Cheryl's daughter.
This may or may not be her first podcast.
Yes, yeah. This was definitely her idea, that's for sure. But, you know, I'm a team player.
Yay! Team player!
And I bought wine to make this more fun.
Yes, this was her part of the team. Yes. So, woohoo! So Michaela, yeah, she's 21, I promise. And so here's the thing. Last week, Michaela was helping me paint the laundry room. And you might be hearing some whining going on because Sheldon wants to pet. And if Michaela's not petting him, that is what's happening. So, going forward, so Michaela and I were in the laundry room, we were painting and chit-chatting during the day, and she actually brought up something that we were talking about, just growing up, and, you know, she's, you know, I'm divorced, so she's part of a divorce, you know, household, and she has been for a really long time since she was, oh gosh, I think you were like
four.
Four. Oh, wow. Okay. She remembers that very well. And you know, when you're divorced and you parents or the kids, not the parents, parents should be going back and forth. But when the kids go back and forth and, you know, sometimes you get along, sometimes you don't. You might have things that you don't like so much about the other one. And, you know, there's things that maybe are said. And Michaela, I want to have her share with you, you know, what we kind of chatted about and what she was talking about. And I was like, wow. Yeah, I've probably done that, and I'm so sorry, and how can I change that for the future? So, go ahead, Michaela, have you share a little bit about, like, we were talking, and, you know, what you were saying was, you know, like, hit you growing up.
So I was just kind of, like, we were just painting and talking about all sorts of things, Netflix, different shows, whatever else, and like your relationship with like a parent growing up, and especially when you have divorced parents, like there's a divide between your parents when they're divorced, and like she was saying, there's usually things that one parent doesn't particularly like about the other parent, and that's usually why they're divorced. Well, as the child of divorced parents, and sometimes, and I know I've experienced this from both sides, parents, like, if you say you might be giving them a hard time, or they're just in a mood, they might just kind of say that, like, something that you're doing, or an action, or, like, something about your personality, they might kind of be like, that reminds me, or like you get that from your father, or you get that from your mother, in more of a condescending tone, and not in like a, that's a good thing, more of a, you have this, and I don't like this about them, so I don't like this about you, and
yeah, so that's, so explore that, because that's really what hit me more than anything, because yeah, there's stuff about my ex that I don't enjoy, and well, yeah, exactly correct. This is a big reason why we're not together anymore. And what hit me was that what you were saying is me saying that to you wasn't just about like a dig to your father. It was
personal.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like, it was a dig to you as well. It was like, well, I don't like that about him. So I don't like that about you. Yeah. So like, how did that make you feel?
You know, is this explicit?
Yeah, go all for right. it. Oh, jeez. You can cuss. I've cussed.
I'm just making
you're
sure.
You're 21. You've had some wine. We're good.
I'm just making sure. You know, I didn't know if this was PG-13.
Just think about who might be listening in the audience. That's all I'm saying. But yeah, just.
I'm not going crazy.
It's all good.
I was just gonna say, you know, it kind of makes you feel like shit, especially like coming from your parent, because like that is one of the two people that created you and brought you into this world. And then like to have someone, like one of those people, basically be like, I don't like that you're doing this, similar to how your like other parent used to do this. And it just, you know, it doesn't help to build self-esteem, confidence. It just kind of does the opposite, if anything.
Right.
And it kind of, and at least in my experience, it makes you want to be less like your real self. Because it's putting you kind of like in a box. And like, you hit a wall. And that's kind of your parent being like, I don't like that you do that.
Right.
Because, and like, or like, your dad used to do that, or your mom, like, does that. And like, it just makes, like, especially it's the tone that it comes off in. Like,
it's the energy behind it. And, you know, and I said this to you last week, but, you know, I am so sorry for, like, any time I've ever done that. And it just, and then, I mean, and you're still, you know, growing up, and it's, it made me go, oh, all right, so hopefully in the future that won't happen. No, it probably hasn't happened in a while, I don't think. And, you know, so, because the energy, like you said, behind it, it's that, it's like a shot to you.
I think I would say the last time that I remember you saying something.
Here comes.
I don't remember, like, the exact specific of what you were saying. I remember, though, it was like when a lot of craziness was going on, and when
I do remember
I
that.
Left.
Yep.
And I was living there, and
I remember what it was. So let me see if I can help. It was last year, and there's a lot going on with Noah and you, and like, you're supposed to come back, and because things weren't how they were supposed to be here. And I know you talked to your father a lot about things, and then you came in, and you're talking to me about, like, what are you going to do for me and help me and blah, blah, blah. And then I looked at you, and I remember saying something about, like, that was your, like, you're being your father right now.
Yeah.
I remember saying that.
Yeah.
Yep. So that wasn't helping you.
Yeah, and, like, in that moment, because, like, we were all just going through so much.
Yeah.
And it just, like, it just doesn't help. Yeah. And anyway, like, it might make you feel a little bit better in that moment to say that. But it usually sticks with, you know, the kid, because they really internalize that, I feel like.
Well, even in being an adult, like, it did. I mean, and at that moment, it was, I was grasping at anything, and I was just, I was at a low too. So not to excuse it, but it's just, I was at a low. And so for me, it was just like, I just can't handle anything else. And it's just like, you're throwing stuff at me, I'm throwing stuff at you, and all craziness. And actually I wanted to, that's Sheldon barking now. If you can hear that, cause it's,
well, I'm sure they can.
Yeah. So pretty much I was just thinking about this. This doesn't have to just be divorced parents. This could be, Sheldon agrees, this can be parents that are together that maybe they shouldn't be together, or they don't get along. And you'd be like, you're acting like your father right now. It's, I feel like, do you want to say anything about that? Because I just thought about that as you were, like, talking about things.
I mean, the parents definitely don't have to be divorced. There's plenty of toxic relationships, toxic households, where parents are together just for the kids, and they're not actually happy together anymore.
Sorry, I had to shut Sheldon up. Yeah, so, right, so either they should be together or not together, or it's a similar thing. So I was like, just thinking, like, this doesn't have to just be divorce. So
I just feel like just I think being a parent, I mean, it's, I mean, I'm not a parent, but I have younger siblings, so I have felt like a parent at times.
I get it.
But I feel like you just have to be very careful about what you're saying at the person. Because, like, it's a whole nother thing when, like, you or father have said something to me where you're just saying something about the other person, not about me.
Right.
Just about the other person that you don't like.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that hits on a different level. Like, it's not as personal because you're not, like, saying it at me.
Right.
But it still sucks because, I mean, when I, like, think about it, I am 50-50 you and him, like, genetically. And so I'm personality, like, 50-50, like, so.
You're part of each of us is what you're saying.
Yeah.
So in that, you know, saying stuff about the other one. And that's actually something that as divorced parents, you know, you're supposed to not say any of the disparaging comments about the other one. And it's not correct to do it, but it's so hard sometimes, almost not to sometimes when you're just like so frustrated. And I mean, I'm sure I've had my moments. I've tried to be really good about it, but it's just, yeah. So basically, I guess sort of the point we're trying to make is don't put that energy into you. It's something that we need to deal with, like say as parents, we need to figure out how to manage that energy, whatever that is, instead of directing it at like the children.
Yeah.
So I guess what did you learn? What did you learn from that? Other than what you're telling me, like other than like going forward, how are you going to use what happened to you in the future? This is unscripted, by the way. So yeah, I just said, Michaela, let's go. And she's like, okay.
Yeah, so I might have to pause and think.
It's okay, I can fill the spaces in between. That's not the problem.
Yeah, it's hard to think with you filling the space sometimes.
Okay. All right, then maybe I'll just...
I mean, I feel like I'm always trying to learn and grow and learn more about myself.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't even put it on airplane mode.
Oops. Okay, keep going. Things happen. It's cotton candy. You said you learned about yourself?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like when, I mean, you and father have both done that. Like, you both have said, oh, you do that like your mother, or you do that like your father.
Mm.
And it just, I mean, not everyone, I feel like, looks at themselves as much as I do. I feel like I try to, like, self-reflect as much as I can. And so, I mean, it, in a way, was a tool for me to look at, like, maybe parts of me that I could work on.
Okay.
Or I could look at it and be like, no, that's not actually something that's wrong with me. That's them projecting their frustration onto me.
Mm.
And just, like, learning the difference, basically.
You're so smart.
I know. Someone's gotta be.
Oh, geez. This is all recorded. Just saying.
Call me smart.
I did. True. It's on there. Yeah. Wow.
Feeding my ego.
No, but you are. I mean, that's really... You're absolutely correct. I mean, it is a lot of times when people say something towards you, it is projection. Maybe not all the time, but a lot of times.
I have learned that in my relationships that most of the time when people say something that they might be worried that you will do, it's usually a projection because they're thinking about doing it themselves. Or they have done it. And they're putting that projection onto you and be like, oh. And usually, you know, for instance, like if someone's like, oh, I'm worried you're going to like cheat on me. It's usually because they're thinking about it or they are cheating. And they're putting that on you. And because if, like for me, I would never like come at someone I'm with and be like, oh, you're cheating on me. Because I would never do that personally. So I kind of expect the same from like the person I'm with.
Okay.
Like.
Okay. So like you have that thought, unless you have that thought process.
Like I wouldn't even be thinking about that is what I'm trying to say.
Right. Right. Right.
Like, and if you are saying that, it means you have been thinking about that.
There's somewhere. Yeah. Well, yeah. And I've heard that too. So with this though, would you say like me saying, oh, you're like your dad about that or whatever, is that a, what would it be? Is it a projection? Is it like me just having like a dig, my frustration? Like, what do you think that, like, what is that?
I mean, I think it's a combination of definitely frustration and like external, like circumstances. But it also is just like, I mean, it's exactly what you're saying. It's something that you don't like about the person. And, I mean, no one likes to get told about themselves, especially in a negative way.
Well, right. So there's definitely better ways to approach that kind of thing. In this particular case, you know, I think that, at least for me, I was telling Michaela before we started this, I wanted to just bring awareness to parents in general. And this could happen with people, like, you know what I mean? Like how about, oh, I got a good one. What about, like, relationships? And you have, I don't know if you've had this yet, but where you're just like your mother, that kind of thing. You're just like your father. So, like, in relationships, you have that whole spousal thing. And then if you're being,
it's
like,
it's the same energy.
It's the same thing. Yeah. So I was trying to, like, see how we could relate this to, like, a bigger, broader sort of way to look at it.
I mean, it's just anytime that someone comes at you and is just like, you do that just like X, Y, and Z. And like, if they're saying that about someone that you know that that person does not like, you know that's not a positive thing. Like,
so, I mean, it's the, like you said, it's the energy behind it. Like you said, sometimes I could say something, it doesn't mean maybe that was the right thing to do or should do or whatever about like your father, but like the same time, like I just lost it and went whoop, out that window right there. Maybe it was the cotton candy that went with it. Where were we? I don't know. I think I'm five sips in. It's only, it's not a lot, I know.
About relating it, like, broader than just...
Right, we're doing it broader. And then I started talking about, like, talking about your dad and just saying stuff. All right, sometimes we just need to zip it. Sometimes we need to just take a moment. We need to pause. Because my whole thing with this was to make sure that we were looking at particularly the kids, like children. And that is huge because children are growing up and we want to like be there for them and guide them and not throw shit at them as they're growing up.
I feel like, I mean, you could look at it through the lens of just trying to protect that innocence, like that childhood innocence for longer. I mean, that could be a whole episode. Like,
oh yeah, there's...
Just protecting childhood innocence, because, like, I mean, me personally, I feel like I did not have my childhood innocence as long as I should have. Okay. But, I mean, that's just life. I don't, you know.
I feel like you had to grow up quicker than...
Yeah. Like, and just, like, being put in certain circumstances growing up where it's just, like, you have, you're... Basically playing roles that you shouldn't be playing at that age. And just
like what do you, I can elaborate on this, and can you think of something specific, or is there anything that's coming to mind?
I mean, just like, for one instance, one is that I know a lot of people can relate to is just like internet usage, internet like restriction. Just like at a young age. And it's hard growing up in this time because technology is becoming more of a thing.
Are you saying you should have had more restriction?
It's hard because I don't want to say that, like, I wish you would have restricted me more. But I feel like there were some times where I just didn't have the knowledge to know what I was even,
It's
like,
like you're
doing.
exposed to too much too quick. I gotcha.
Like, and I've had this conversation actually, with one of my bosses, Jen, because she was having, like an issue with her daughter when she was like posting things on like TikTok that she shouldn't have been posting like publicly. And then Jen found out.
So you were talking about like someone's your boss's daughter and
Yeah,
putting
just
stuff down.
basically like posting stuff online at a young age publicly that anyone on the internet can see and like at that young of an age, like middle school age, I would say, and even young in like high school, like you don't truly understand the reach the internet has. Because, like, at a young age, you don't understand how big the world is. So, for you don't understand how big the internet is and that anyone and everyone is on there and can be
Right.
on there. And it's just like you. Like anyone can message you or find you, or it's just.
Well, it's funny because so growing up for me, the internet was just starting, and your father knew, I think he restricted you more than I ever did. And for me, like, it was such a It was so new, so I feel like for this next generation coming in, and I know you will too, if you decide to have kids, like you'll probably be like, oh, yep. And I know actually my cousin, so Nikki, my cousin Nicole, she has a couple of kids who are like 12 and 9, and I know that they're very much more on top of that than even ever I was. I feel like the day and age is very different, so it's kind of like catching up to, oh, okay, wait a minute. Yeah, like there's parental, like, things I didn't know a whole lot about that. And
Well, what I was trying to say is just that, like, not that I would want you to restrict me, but more of just teaching your
about
kid
it.
what the danger that you are worried about is.
Right.
Instead of just trying to protect them from everything, because you can't. That's
Right.
impossible. Like, but just giving them the tools that you have. And like telling them, being like, hey, this, like, there's all these creepy, crazy people online that can, like, find out where you live, find out anything about you. Like,
Right.
it's crazy. And, like, yeah, because I feel like at such a young age, you just don't have that grasp
Right.
to
Right.
realize what an impact it
Yeah.
is.
It is, and it's gotten, I feel like it's gotten huge overnight almost. It's not overnight. It feels like it almost. In my lifetime, half of my lifetime wasn't like this at all.
Yeah,
So it's crazy.
I remember like growing up, like my cousin and I, we would just be online like all night long doing like whatever else, like just surfing the web, and like there would be like random you can like get onto random chat rooms with people and like
Oh,
talk to,
geez.
yeah, you can like talk to anyone in the world. Like, it'll connect you with random
Such a great
people.
parent.
Well, you didn't know, did you?
No, I didn't.
Exactly. So
So
how'd
anybody who's parents out or who are parents out there, you have young kids, just pay attention. Okay.
know? I'm just giving my childhood perspective of growing
It's
up with the
great.
internet.
It probably will be helpful.
But like, yeah, you stumble into like websites and like chat rooms that you didn't even realize were much of a thing, and you can talk to chill people and like make like online friends, or you can talk to really creepy old people who,
because you're old doesn't mean you're creepy, but I get it. I get your stuff.
Yeah. And like I remember we were online one night talking to some random person, and they got mad because we wouldn't do what they wanted.
What do they want?
For us to probably do something that we shouldn't be doing at a young age.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, and so we obviously aren't going to do that, and we're like, no. And they, I remember this person got mad and sent our IP address to us.
Oh.
Yeah. And we immediately turned the computer off and did not get on the rest of the night.
Oh. Okay, yeah. Was this here?
No, this was elsewhere.
Okay.
But like...
I think that was good either, but...
I don't know that it was genuinely our actual IP address, because at that age, I barely know what I...
Do you remember how old you were?
I would say I was in middle school.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the age.
Yeah.
Between 11 and 13, somewhere in there.
So, it's just, like, it can be a scary place.
Right.
And, like, I look back as they say. At a lot of my experiences growing up, and, like, I'm just like, I was just acting way more grown than I should have been,
mm-hmm.
being a literal child. And now that I am an adult, I feel like I'm looking back and being like, you know, I'm trying now to more do things for like my inner child, like that mm-hmm. I would enjoy, and like just mm-hmm. like little things,
right,
to make me happy, and because I, yeah.
Like cotton candy
wine.
I
feel like, you know.
Yeah, your inner child would be happy with that.
Yeah. I don't know. Just trying to regain, like, that, not childhood innocence, because you can't get that back, but just that childhood.
Like that, like wonder, like that kind of, that joy kind of?
Yeah, like more like childhood joy.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so let's speak to that a little bit more, because, you know, growing up, I know I've shared a lot, and, you know, for me, I was at that about that age, and I know you know this already, Michaela, but, you know, where I was the one cooking and cleaning, taking care of my brother, when my mom would be working, and my father would be, a lot of the times, home, laying on the couch, you know, pretty much watching TV all day, and from job to job to job. And so from, like I said, ages like 11 to 13, somewhere in there, I was doing adult things. And it's probably a big part, well, not exactly, but maybe a big part of, or part of the reason why I am like a big kid still. Like I think that's partly because I'm just a big kid, but, you know, but still that keeping being, that childhood.
Yeah, that being forced to grow up fast mm-hmm. and then you get to be an adult. Where you think that you always wanted to be, and then you're mm-hmm. like,
okay,
actually, so, maybe I should have just been a child while I was a child.
That's so funny, because, yeah, you always talked about that. You're always, I just can't wait to be an adult. I can't wait to be an adult. And now you're an official adult, and now...
I mean, I do enjoy being an adult and having the freedom to do whatever
I like want. Buying a bottle of wine that was in the fridge for, like, what, 2 or 3 days, and I... was not aware of it.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I surprised you with it then.
Yay! Thank you for the cotton candy wine. Wow. So, pretty much, is there anything in summary that you would like to add, say, whatever?
I mean, I would just say that the gist of what I'm trying to say is just being more conscious about what you're saying and how you're saying things to your kids, and especially when they're growing up. Like, it's different now that I'm an adult, because, like, if you were to say something like that to me now, I'd be like, why would you say that, you know? But, mm-hmm. like, as a kid, you're not really speaking up for yourself as much, especially against your parents.
Right.
At least not. I wasn't. And just, you know, your kids really do listen to you, and they, like, will internalize a lot, and you might not even like remember that you said something, and they like
Yeah.
it could really like have made an impact on them. And
Yep.
if you don't ever talk about that, you would never know that.
That's a good point. So yeah, so paint laundry rooms with your kids and find out all sorts of things that you did when they were a kid. No, so for me to sum up, yeah, I mean, I totally agree with the whole, yeah. I know growing up, I had things from both of my parents that would say stuff, and they didn't remember things if I brought it up. And, you know, hopefully, well, I know I did my best to be a little bit more mindful of some of those things. And you know what? We're people, so we're going to make mistakes. I think the biggest point for me is to become aware of that and be open and vulnerable enough, especially if your kid comes to you or anybody and it's like, hey, and you look at it. So at that point, it's changeable, and hopefully in the future that won't happen again. So the impact that's already occurred has occurred, and you can change that going forward. So, well,
Yeah, also just tell your kids all the creepy, crazy people out there. Have them watch a few murder like documentaries about like serial killers so they really get a good like range for how crazy people can be. And
my.
then sit them down and be like, so those people you just watched, they're on the internet too.
Ew.
So, 'cause like you gotta give them some perspective and something to go off of that'll like really ingrain in their brain. Because if you just are like, the internet's dangerous, okay, well how would I know? But if you like, I don't know, just
You're give them
teach your
something.
kids the dangers of the
You're
internet.
giving them like a almost like a visual, like an experience of like look, this is what it's like. So you have an
And I'm
idea.
sure everyone has that movie that they watched as a kid that scarred them.
No.
Something, you know, that'll like not scar them, but like you want them to be a little afraid of the internet.
That's a good
Because
point.
I never had that fear. And if I did have that fear, I think I would have been on the internet very differently.
Oh, has that changed how you're on the internet now?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. I like the way I'm on the internet versus how I was in like middle and high school. Like I said, I was acting real grown for my young age. And now that I'm grown, I'm acting real young for my grown age.
All right. Well, that's the sum up, the summation, to sum it up. So, thank you, my daughter. I love you.
Yes, thank you. Love
And
you.
this was so much fun. Thank you for the cotton candy wine. It's so yummy. I don't think I've ever done a pot. Well, no, maybe one other time I did a podcast with a little bit of alcohol. But anyway, so thank you so much. This was awesome. Hopefully this was helpful. It planted a seed. It created something more in your life. Or please share this with others who, you know, may need to hear this information. And that's all it is. It's information to go out into the world to create a better change. So for now, that's Cheryl Gallagher with Creation Conversations with Cheryl and Michaela. So
Yes.
that say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye, see ya.